cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Space 519, Chicago's curated fashion and cafe concept store on Chestnut Street, is expanding with an additional location in the historic Plaza del Lago in Wilmette. We're joined by Lance Lawson, who is the co-owner of Space 519. Lance, thank you for joining us today. Now, first off, before we talk about the secret of Space 519's success, what is the significance of the number 519?
So our store opened about 15 years ago in the Bloomingdale's building, or the 900 shops. And in our first location, we were literally Space 519 in the center. So we wanted to kind of use a generic name for the space that we could then fill with all kinds of different things. We did then relocate in 2018 to our current location at 200 East Chestnut Street, and we added the food concessions at that time as well.
And it seems like, and with all apologies to Taylor Swift, Lance, it seems like the name and the concept are built on the idea of a blank space, and then you can fill it however you see fit.
Exactly. Almost like a gallery type concept. We had owned a group of retail stores in the aughts that were called Jake that primarily focused on women's designer clothing. And when we were traveling so much around the world to do that buying, we found that there were many things in different categories like home, fancy food, that we were interested in. So we were excited to kind of bring everything into one space, and we operate kind of like a small department store, much kind of like what Barney's used to do formerly, where you can buy everything here from like a designer dress from Europe down to our favorite hot sauce from Santa Fe. It's a wide array of products.
Now, we talk about this as a very new idea, but in many ways, this playbook, the one that you're following, and you acknowledge it too, that the playbook in many ways was established by Herman Kogan in the book Give the Lady What She Wants about Marshall Fields. There is just an awful lot of the old Marshall Fields ethos on display here.
You bet. We're shamelessly old-fashioned and huge admirers of Marshall Fields. That, you know, many concessions, the Walnut Room being one of them, where it was one of the first places that women could have lunch in the city, you know, way back in the day at the original Marshall Fields. We bring a lot of that concept with the lunchroom. And also, you know, the use of cosmetics kind of on the first floor was a Marshall Fields innovation. We do a lot of apothecary when you first enter our store, which allows everyone to participate at an entry price level. So, yes, we're huge admirers of Marshall Fields and really a lot of the old fashioned brick and mortar retailing, which is kind of interestingly coming very much back into vogue. We're finding, you know, customers are very fatigued with all the returns that you have to do through online purchasing and are really leaning back into coming into a store where you can do something as novel as actually try on the clothes you're going to buy. There might be someone who's going to help you with alterations. We do complimentary gift wrapping with real wrapping paper and ribbon, you know, things that are very tactile and are much more of an experience that you're never going to be able to replicate on a website.
And it also seems the way that the experiential side of shopping, the way that makes it special compared to just staring at your screen or staring at your phone, is that, you know, there are sometimes you go into an old department store or a retail store that's been around for a long time, and they're just wheezing through the 21st century, just trying to make it to the next day. And you walk out and go, that was a real depressing experience. And,
for sure.
and you don't go back as a result. But if it's vibrant and you do have all the other little things, the gift wrapping station, the cafe, the person playing the piano, do you have a person playing the piano? That kind of thing. You want to go back.
Yeah, we have a great list that's on Spotify for music, but no piano player. But I totally agree with you. You know, and people marvel, especially retail partners come in from New York. They go into the department stores on Michigan Avenue, and then they walk in here, and they're like, wow, this place is so alive. Because we deliberately have our restaurant in the center of both of our locations. So that right now I'm sitting in my office, but through the door I can hear the buzz and the clinks. And it creates an energy for the entire space that's kind of sorely lacking. And what we do very differently than the current department stores, in my opinion, is we're very curated. So you're not going to see the same ubiquitous stuff that you see on every shopping website or at every department store. We're really tightening up our assortment. So if you like our perspective, you're going to enjoy the edit as well.
Lance Lawson, co-owner of Space 519. Check them out on the Gold Coast and now in Wilmette. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up next, key stories today in fast food and the coffee space.